So I refuse to call the new voicemail number because it's not fucking new. It's older than I am. But I did want to wish you a happy birthday. It is not often that people, you know, make it as long as you have on this earth. So congratulations for that. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fatty.
That was Zach. And our cats. Our cats are very excited about your birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's not fucking new. It's older than I am.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3265 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 12th of August, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day, and I'm gonna open all these birthday kits. Big Fatty! Hello, Delia's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Delia's. You're Delia's because y'all, yesterday after I recorded the little show, y'all, I went over to the, you know, I bounced it and got it ready, and y'all, I went over to the GoDaddy to do the upload, and y'all, I signed in just like I do every day, and it's just working fine, and I hit upload file, and it wouldn't work. I went, okay, I'll come back in a little while. So I came back a little while later, did the same thing, wouldn't work. Recoded little show last night, and then before I went to bed, tried to upload it again. Didn't work. So, y'all, I put up an emergency message on the BFO and on the 20 saying that the little show would be coming out later. And, y'all, I got up on Tuesday morning and, y'all, tried to upload it and it worked. So, y'all, if you didn't get yesterday's little show, go back and download it now. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you talk about downloading. It's just vulgar. Talent in those fingers. It's true. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, well, you heard that I had some calamities there, but anyway, y'all, for my supper, I didn't have anything, because y'all, I was still full from that brunch that I had. Y'all, young Nicholas stopped by bring me some gin that he had picked up, you know, and you know, he had the swollen glands. Yes, we had the lymph nodes, and he had talked to his doctor, and they were sending him to get some sort of rim job or something. Big Fatty, it's not an MRI. It's an MRI, not an RIM. Oh, that's very different. Yes, Big Fatty, it is. But he was telling me about all that. Y'all, the poor thing, it you could tell that it was hurting him to talk. And Big Fatty, he was hoping it would be hurting for you to talk. Well, anyway. He visited for a little while, and then he was off. He was off, and y'all, I did not. Did I go? No, I did not go for a nipple walk on Monday night, because what was I doing? Y'all, I was watching the sports ball. Y'all, by the way, I don't know if I predicted it on the little show, but I predicted it with with some people that the sports ball, the college sports ball, was probably not going to happen this fall. Y'all, there's no way in hell it's going to happen. And y'all, let's just take a moment, just a couple of moments of silence for Mean Keen, who will be wearing a black veil and have a handkerchief in his cuff for the absence of college sports ball this fall. Just a moment of silence. Big Fatty, I feel for him so much. Well, it's true. I feel for myself, too. Big Fatty, you're just a dirty old man. You just wanted to see the tight pants. I did. But y'all, watch the Hatlanta Braves. Y'all, they got the ass beat. But y'all went to... I stayed up. No, we recorded the... But first... and y'all, we were all there except for that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, who couldn't be bothered to join us on Monday night. But y'all, we reviewed y'all the Faye driver. Y'all, it's so sad. It's just so sad. Y'all, he thought that we had already reviewed the first episode, and he just started off talking about the second episode. And y'all, we hadn't talked about the first one yet. But anyway, y'all, it's just sad. It's just so sad. But anyway, we were all there except Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And, after that, I stayed up. That Stephen Colbert was back in the studio. And I saw part of that that James Cordon Bleu little show. He's back in the studio also. Anyway, and I went to bed, slept. Quite well until about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, when my cellular telephonic device said, "Big Freddy, get up!" And so I got up and I made up my bed and started the coffee and got dressed. And y'all, I was off. I was off to the Sam's Club, because, you know, it's the senior citizen hours on Tuesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And y'all, I wanted to... You know, a few weeks ago I went and they didn't have everything I was wanting. And y'all, they didn't have them again today. Y'all, I did pick up a couple of things. I picked up some bottles of the sangria. The sangria, and y'all, it's really quite good. And what else did I get? I got something else too. Y'all, they had those. They had that dark chocolate with the almonds and sea salt. And y'all, I got some of that. Just delicious. And it seems like there was something else also, and I don't remember what it was. What was it that I got? Y'all, I don't remember, but there was something else, and I've thrown the receipt away. But anyway, y'all, I got all that loaded up into the old Ruby Red, and came on back home here and unpacked everything, and had me a little brufkas, finished my coffee. Since I'd gotten up so early, I just laid down for a couple. I just wanted to rest my eyes a little bit, so I did that. And then I've been piddling around in the kitchen this afternoon, and then I was turning on the TV machine, and y'all, Kamala, Big Fatty, is that an olive? No, it's Kamala, that's it. It's not Kamala. It's Kamala Harris is going to be the vice president Biden running mate. And so, y'all, that was the big doings on the TV machine. And, y'all, I've just been sitting here this afternoon. And, y'all, I decided I was going to do my nipple walk after the CBS Evening News. And so, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! See y'all getting back into the census since I took yesterday off. Our next census is from Julie up there in the Wisconsin. She lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. She's a listener. Been listening about 4 years. Her favorite segment is the happy music and the daily update. What would you like to change? No changes, but I hope you know that if you don't feel like doing a little show on a certain day, if you're tired, under the weather, or have other things you'd like to do, it's okay to take the day off. You're retired, and to me, that means no half twos. Also, I want you to know that in the midst of the pandemic, the sense of connection you foster contributes to your listeners, a sense of well-being. She's never called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, or never used a special chair. Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, I didn't get a chance to tell you about Julie sharding herself. She says, a lady would never answer this question. However, last week, blaming it on the Haagen-Dazs. P.S., my lazy boy is my special chew. So, and y'all, the thing that I couldn't remember that I bought at the Sam's Club, y'all, it was 4 pounds of butter. Oh, Big Fatty, of course it was. So, y'all, I'm going to get right into these birthday kids, because I want to get them all. Y'all, by the way, did you go over and see the picture? Did you see the picture I put up at noon on Tuesday of all the gift ads? Well, y'all, we're going to put up a picture today at noon of all the kids. Y'all, here's the kid that I think might be from the Shy Yeti. Y'all, there's a picture of a puppy dog with glasses, and it says signs of aging may include blurred vision, memory loss, and lack of coordination. But there are also signs of a pretty good birthday. Big Fatty. It says, to Big Fatty, have a very happy birthday with plenty of cake. Big Fatty. Yeti hugs from Paul the Shy Yeti and all the Shy Life podcast gang. Paul, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. And Big Fatty, that dog looks just like you. It does. Y'all, our next card, y'all, it's from Hillsborough, I'm guessing. I'm guessing it may be from Stacy, but let's just see here. Let's just open this up. Y'all, it's kind of a rose-colored envelope. And let's just... Yes, Big Fatty, very old lady-like. It's true. And y'all, speaking of old ladies, there are a couple of... There are a couple of old ladies sitting on the settee, and one of them says, "My bottom's falling asleep," and the other one says, "I know, I can hear it snoring." Big Fatty, that's vulgar, but I love it. Hope your birthday—it's your birthday. Hope it's a gas. Happy exiting day to my favorite fatty. Have a great one. This is Hillsborough, Missouri. Never mind. Sorry, Stacy. By the way, Stacy, where's my card? It says, have a great one. Love and hugs. Number one times two. And Craig. Y'all, that's from Bill in St. Louis and Craig. Benny, and now you've made Stacy in Hillsborough feel awful. Well, anyway, y'all, I got a card here from Moose. Y'all, he was on, but first, on Monday night, that should be out. Y'all, this is a repeat card. It's a picture. No, this is a card. No, it's a repeat card because this is one that my brother sent me. Y'all, it's a picture of a man on a diving board wrapped in burlap. No, the man's not wrapped in burlap. The diving board is. And it says, after a certain age, you start picking activities based on how... how easily you can fart undetected. Betty, you laughed at it like it's the first time you've seen it. Well, I didn't remember what it said. Happy birthday, since you're entertaining more, thought you could use this pack, use the package I sent. Moose, well, Moose, thank you so much for that. By the way, I showed the knives to young Nicholas, and he was very impressed. He especially liked the giant chef's knife. He goes, now that's a chef's knife. And y'all, he may have been aroused. Beep, Betty, by a knife. Well, anyway, y'all, I got a card from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, on Monday at lunch, and it's a picture of old Mickey Mouse, the rat, and it says, "You have that timeless look that never gets old." And it open it up, and it says, "We think they call it vintage. Enjoy your birthday, Big Fatty, like a fine wine. Yeah, once you pop the cork, it goes flat after about 3 days." Well, something like that. Y'all, we've got one here from the Chicagos. And let's just see who this is from. It's in a blue envelope. And let's just see. Oh, look at that fancy. Y'all, it's got fancy paper on the inside of the envelope. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's an eye chart. And it says, "You are one old son of a bitch." Y'all, you open it up, and it says, "Big Freddy, have an off-the-chart happy birthday anyway. Thanks for all you do to make the world a better place for us all. Hope it's the best birthday yet. Love." Twiggles, y'all, it says, oh no, that's maybe that's T Wiggles. Big Fatty Twiggles, T Wiggles, and Digger, and Twiggles, and Digger, thank you so much for that. I just appreciate it more than you know. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that voice letter that came in from that Daniel Biba. After I recorded yesterday's little show, but I wanted to include that as well. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture, of all these kids up on the BFO, along with that post kid that I got from Epilui last week, I think it was. And so you'll be able to see all of those. And y'all, thank you so much. I'm still getting messages from folks. Y'all, I've been told the Lesbyterian delivery service is not done yet. Y'all, and something from Joe in Dallas, but he says it will provide content. Big Fatty, it's going to be vulgar. Big Fatty, I don't know who to feel more sorry for, Mean Keen or Stacy in Hillsborough. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading out, Famous Toastery, with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Then off to the Von's East as, y'all, I looked at the preview of the ad. There's not a whole lot. That I'm gonna need, but we'll see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, like I said, that's that Daniel Biba from over there at the that darn Mix Minus, and Daniel, what do you think of Big Fatty getting to be old?
It's not fucking new. It's older than I am.
Oh yes, I'm very much older than you are, but catch up.
You can leave a comment on the website at Big Fatty. Online.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.